seventh strikes on Israel. The group has previously denied that. Meanwhile, the US vice president has stressed the need for more aid to get to civilians during talks with a member of the Israeli war cabinet. Former US defense advisor Jasmine Al-Gamal says Benny Gantz is in Washington without the approval of Israel's prime minister.
To host Benny Gantz at this particular time when the administration has been putting so much pressure on Netanyahu to have these meetings with someone who is widely seen as the top political contender to Netanyahu sends a very strong message.
A minister has refused to confirm to us if a reduction in public service spending is in tomorrow's budget. There's speculation the money saved could be used to help fund tax cuts. The Institute of Fiscal Studies has warned that the NHS in England could be short by £2 billion over the next financial year. Business Minister Greg Hands has defended the government's record.
There's record number of police officers, record numbers of doctors, record numbers of nurses. That is the commitment that this government has shown to public services over the course of this whole parliament.
We're told the king takes the issue of slavery profoundly seriously as a group in the Caribbean calls for him to say sorry for the involvement of his ancestors. The families previously expressed sorrow but hasn't apologised. West Midlands police have arrested a woman on suspicion of murder after a girl was found dead. Officers discovered a child with injuries in Rowley Regis yesterday. Donald Trump has won more than 80% of the vote in North Dakota as he claimed the state as his latest victory in the race to be the Republican Party's candidate in the US presidential election. It's Super Tuesday, so many more delegates are up for grabs. And Arsenal are now 2 points behind Premier League leaders Liverpool after thrashing bottom side Sheffield United 6-0. They were 5 up by half time. That's the latest. I'm Richard Newman.
This is Phoenix FM.
Thank you, Richard.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Bit of a cloudy day today. This morning's going to see spells of rain, some locally heavy. The rain will persist in the afternoon, but will become patchier and lighter. 10 degrees is your high today. Tonight will remain cloudy. It will become generally dry, but a few spells of light rain could still move in from the east in places. Patchy mist, got to be very careful how you say that, and fog may also develop during the early hours. 3 degrees is your overnight low.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
It's Mikey's Breakfast on Brentford and Billericay's Phoenix FM, exactly 3 minutes past eight. Then on Tuesday, 5th of March, songs on the way from Ten Pole Tudor. I haven't played those for a long while. Technotronic and also Tears for Fears. These songs are all 80s songs between now and 9 o'clock because this is 80s at 8.
Yeah. pump it up while your feet are stumping. And the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more. Get the party going on the dance floor. See, 'cause that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that.
Billericay's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. 14 after 7, I was going to say. 14 after 8, then. Tuesday, 5th of March, you've just heard three great songs. Temple Tudor, Swords of a Thousand Men. I haven't heard that in a long while. Technotronic and Pump Up the Jam and Tears for Fears with Everybody Wants to Rule the World. Stevie Wonder's next.
Hudson View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hudson View Care Home and see for yourself why Hudson View is a care home with a difference. Hudson View, a Hallmark care home.
Want to get the home improvements you've always dreamed of without breaking the bank? Thanks to SEHBAC, you can now transform your home for less. We're offering up to 40% off our extensive range of high-quality windows, doors, conservatories and extensions. Plus, 2 years interest-free finance available. Get the inspiration you need and breathe new life into your home at a price you can afford by visiting your nearest SEHBAC showroom or SEHBAC.com. Terms and conditions apply.
The team at St. Francis Hospice are challenging you to get outdoors and make a difference by taking on the Walk 100 Challenge. Simply walk 100K in March, in your own time and at your own pace, all in aid of your local hospice. Visit the St. Francis Hospice Facebook page. You can find all the details you need and sign up for the Walk 100 Challenge.
Hi, join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Hiya.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Just me.
When I looked up, I saw a friend. Hey, Frankie, do you remember me? You looked at me, and then I blushed, 'cause I remembered I loved you so much way back when. We were friends, going together, but then you left me.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:25, then Susie and the Banshees on the way.
Phoenix FM travel news.
Right.
Fresh map. This is when the travel's at its worst. Wilson's Corner, very slow. Ongar Road is slow from the A12 overpass down to Wilson's Corner and back to North Road roundabout. Shenfield Road is slow from Aldwyne Avenue down to Middleton Hall Lane, and it's a little bit stop-start on the way back as well. Middleton Hall Lane itself is very slow between Shenfield Road and Ingrave Road. Ingrave Road starts to slow down today at Hartswood Golf Course. From there up to Wilson's Corner and back to Shenfield Common, traffic lights is quite slow. It's a little bit slow exiting Brentwood on the A128 around Mason's Wine Bar on the train overpass area, around that area. Seven Arches Road is slow from King George's Splash Park up to Shenfield Common, traffic lights. The other direction is not too bad. Outside Brentwood Station, the B186 is slow from Woodman Road up to the King's Road roundabout and back to the station. And the High Street seems a tad slow, to be honest with you, from the King's Road traffic lights across to the Wilson's Corner and back. Outside Shenfield Station, Hutton Road seems quite slow this morning, to be honest, from the junction with Shenfield Road, past Priest's Lane roundabout across to Alexander Lane roundabout and back. And Hanging Hill Lane is slow from Hutton Drive down to St Martin's School and from directly outside the Cost Cutter supermarket up to St Martin's School in the opposite direction. Now, over in Billericay, as always, the A176 6 is slow. This time it's from the Langdon Road roundabout up to the Sun Street, Chapel Street roundabout, across to the bottom of the High Street and back down into the Langdon Road level with the Billericay School. And the top of the High Street's quite slow as well, from St John's Road on Stock Road down to the Norsey Road junction and back again. And Norsey Road itself is very slow from Headley Road right the way down to Jackson's Lane roundabout and back, because there's some roadworks going on there at the moment. No idea how long they're going to be. On the motorways, the M11 London bound is slow from Junction 7 Harlow to Junction 6, the M25. And again, it's slow from Junction 6, the M25, to Junction 4, the A406. M25 anti-clockwise is slow between Junction 30, the A13, and Junction 28, the A12. On the A127 London bound, it's slow between Rayleigh Weir and Progress Road. A12 London bound is slow between Junction 24, Kelvedon North, and Junction 22, Whittam North. And again, London bound A12, it's slow between Junction 16, Gallywood, and Junction 15, 3 Mile Hill. Canvey Island's got some slow traffic on Long Road, that's the A130 westbound between Furtherwick Road and Canvey Road. A12 London bound, slow traffic there between Junction 21, Whittam South, and Junction 20, Hatfield Peveril. And again, slow traffic between Junction 19, Boreham Interchange, and Junction 18, Sandon. And again, A12 London bound, slow traffic between Junction 18, Sandon, and Junction 17, Howell Green. A127 London bound, slow traffic between Kent Elms Corner and Progress Road, and between the Rayleigh Weir and the Fair Glen Interchange. Over on Canvey Island again, it's slow on Somms Avenue between Central Wall Road and Canvey Way. A127 London bound, it's slow between the Fair Glen Interchange and the Neverden Interchange. A13 eastbound is slow between the Fife Bells Interchange, A176, and the Pitsey Flyover, A132. London bound A12, it's slow between Junction 27, Spring Lane, and Junction 26, Atash Green. Back to the A13 for two problems. Westbound, it's slow from the Saddlers Farm Interchange to the Pitsey Flyover. And again, westbound, it's slow from the Stifford Interchange towards the M25 at Junction 30. London bound A127 is slow in the usual place between the Halfway House, A128, and the M25 Junction 29, and back to the Brentwood Bypass on the London bound carriageway of the A12. It's slow between Junction 12, Shenfield, and Junction 11, the M25. And that's it. That's all I can see. As always, if you can see a problem and I'm not talking about it, call me and tell me. 01277 2030 32, the number is. And don't forget, if you're in your car, don't touch your phone while the engine's running. It is illegal. You will get caught. It's just a matter of time. We've got another traffic update for you in about 60 minutes.
Phoenix FM.
FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
Mikey's Decades Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. Now, the food bank would like to say thank you for your kindness and generosity. It's allowing them to help over 200 local people every week who would otherwise go hungry. Now, it's not uncommon, apparently, to have a mother come in who hasn't eaten for days so that her child could. Sadly, the number of people who go to them show no signs of slowing down. At the Brentwood Food Bank, they don't just give out food, though. They've got the assistance of other agencies like CAP, Christians Against Poverty, who can help with managing debt. Peabody also runs a clinic alongside them on each Wednesday, helping with housing and benefit difficulties. Now, if you can help anybody, if you've got any extra food that you could donate, all you need to do is type Phoenix FM and Brentwood Food Bank into Google, and it will come up with a website with all the contact details on it for you.
Phoenix FM's events guide, sponsored by Brandler Galleries. Visit us at 1 Cotfold Road, Brentwood, or call on 01277 222269. Pictures for pleasure and profit.
'80s at 8.
Don't give up, don't give up, don't give up, don't give up.
Ricky's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. It's 8:44, then 16 to 9. Nick Kershaw there. I won't let the sun go down on me. And on the way next, we've got some Murray Head. Oh, I haven't played that in a long while. Don't forget, 20 minutes time after 9 o'clock. It's 90s at 9 time.
Celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m, contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room. Making your celebration that bit more special.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
In a world that's always racing forward, sometimes we need to slow down and reconnect.
Connect genuinely, broaden your perspective, and share your passion.
That's why we bring you Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers. Visit YouTube and search for Bonafide Dialogues with Christina Cuppers, or head over to our website at bonafidedialogues.com. Bonafide Dialogues, where authenticity, creativity, and passion merge.
Start your week with a giggle. I'm Scott Ross, and I'm your host on the Monday and Tuesday editions of the 1-2-3 Show. Surprise guests, a regular historical feature on Tuesdays, a lot of laughs, and more music than you can shake a stick at. So join me if you can between 1 and 3 every Monday and Tuesday afternoon, right here on the mighty Phoenix 98 FM.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Company.
Diane's gonna be the witness to the ultimate test of cerebral fitness. This grips me more than would a muddy old river or reclining Buddha. Thank God I'm only watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok, the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pearls ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden oyster. A little special, little history. I can feel an angel sliding up to me. One night in Bangkok makes a heart man humble. Not much between despair and ecstasy.
Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So the interviews today on Phoenix, just after 10 o'clock, we're going to be talking to Richard Willis and Jodie Diath, and we're going to be talking about their forthcoming appearance at the Strictly Air Ambulance. On Drive with our lovely Joe, former world javelin champion Fatima Whitbread MBE will be in the studio to talk about her current campaign to protect and support vulnerable children and young people. And tonight's Curveballs with our lovely Nick, we're going to be chatting there to rapper Jay Keys.
I'm going for another try. Flying high, I've got a lot of love inside. Is there love enough now to get me through? Yeah, I know now.
love is the thing, and freedom is the word I say. It's the force now yet it get us through, yet it's deep in me and it's deep in you. Not to lose now but to win, tell me how do I begin? Okay, silver dream, silver dream,
somebody.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.